We are told that freedom is the pinnacle of human progress, that to choose is to be alive, that in the vast sprawl of options, of paths, partners, beliefs, careers, meals, and moods, we find ourselves. Yet beneath the banners of liberty and personal autonomy lies a quiet affliction, one that does not chain us, but drowns us. It is not the absence of freedom that enslaves us, but its excess. The modern world has handed us a kaleidoscope of decisions. With each rotation, new patterns emerge, infinite options for everything, from the trivial to the existential. What should I eat? Who should I be? Which cause should I support? Which truth should I believe? We stand before a buffet so overwhelming that our appetite shrinks. When everything is available, nothing feels right. We are paralyzed not by restriction, but by the weight of possibility. The paradox of choice has seeped deep into the architecture of our lives. On paper, more options should mean more satisfaction. In practice, it often means regret, anxiety, and disorientation. Every decision becomes a wager against an infinite counterfactual. The better meal we didn't order, the better job we didn't take, the better life we didn't live. And each time we choose, we bury a thousand lives that might have been. The burden is not just in making the choice, it's in having to live with the ghosts of all we didn't choose. This haunting sense of lost alternatives creates a culture of chronic dissatisfaction. We curate ourselves endlessly, assembling identities from fragments of trends, opinions, and borrowed desires. But in doing so, we risk building not a self, but a collage. Something that looks complete at a glance, but collapses under scrutiny. We are taught to always optimize our habits, our bodies, our minds. Yet optimization implies that who we are is never quite enough. And when nothing is enough, everything becomes exhausting. With great freedom comes not only great responsibility, but great pressure to be exceptional. If you can be anything, then why aren't you extraordinary? In an age where success is visible, curated, and constant, mediocrity feels like failure. And failure, in a world of endless opportunity, is often internalized as a flaw of character. We are told that all limitations are illusions, that we simply need to want something badly enough. But this gospel of boundless potential becomes a trap. It turns every unmet expectation into a personal indictment. And so, in the name of freedom, we construct cages of comfort. We seek out identities that will choose for us. We align with ideologies that prepackage our values. We let algorithms filter our possibilities. We follow influencers to avoid having to decide for ourselves. We crave structure not because we are weak, but because we are human. The psyche, like the body, needs boundaries to thrive. Yet modern freedom has become a kind of shapeless abyss, endless in scope, directionless in spirit. We crave clarity and instead receive chaos. We seek meaning and are handed preference. But preference without purpose is a hollow freedom, a freedom that multiplies choice while subtracting direction. We are left with the illusion of agency, but not the satisfaction of conviction. This is not a call to renounce freedom. It is a call to confront its weight, to admit that limitless liberty without orientation can become its own kind of prison, a dazzling, democratic labyrinth with no center, a place where we are always searching, always doubting, always wondering if we chose wrong. The freedom to choose everything often leads to choosing nothing at all. True liberation, perhaps, is not the ability to choose endlessly, but the courage to choose finally. To commit not because there is no alternative, but because there are too many. To stop treating every moment as a crossroads, and instead walk deliberately towards something we deem worthy. Meaning does not arise from options, it arises from devotion. From saying yes to one thing, and in doing so saying no to countless others. We fear constraint, but meaning is born from it. Vows, oaths, disciplines, these are not the enemies of freedom, but its refiners. In limiting ourselves, we shape ourselves. In binding ourselves, we become capable of depth. Perhaps the truest freedom is not found in standing at the edge of infinite doors, but in choosing one, walking through, and never looking back.